You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another after show for E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 8, Episode 12, Chris's mother-in-law.
Yes.
I'm Jason Eichler.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin Nichols.
And it's just the boys in the studio tonight. Keaton and Danica are both out. They'll be with us next week for potentially the finale.
I think, yeah. Not quite.
Potentially. They haven't teased it yet. I keep thinking it's the next week, and then it isn't happening.
So it's a guy's night tonight.
Yeah, guy's night. So let's talk about another guy.
Yes.
Todd Cranes.
It's Todd Cranes.
Hello, everybody. So Scott and Courtney and Chloe have been pranking Chris for a while now.
Months.
Months and months. Calling and saying that he's Todd Cranes, which is a family friend that they grew up with.
Yeah.
I guess Chris and Rob were friends with this family and they had kids at the same time. And it's really funny. When the first prank call, they're going on a ski trip to Vail.
And yeah. Well, I mean, this has been going on for many, many episodes, and I know that he's over it, but I'm with the girls right now. I'm with Kim, Chloe, and Courtney saying, this is hilarious stuff.
I know, keep it going.
Yeah, I'm sad that it's, you know, it almost possibly came to a close this episode.
Well, they've done a lot of things in the past, like pranking too. I think it was, remember when Kim was going to do the perfume line without Courtney and Chloe and Scott called as their lawyer?
Yeah.
And like pranked Chris and freaked her out. So he's done it before, but usually they don't carry it on for this long.
I love it.
It's funny.
I want to hear your best Todd Cranes impression. Here we go. To everyone listening right now.
Hello, everyone. I can't. Hold on. You do it first so I can get some inspiration.
For all of you that are in your cars right now, I hope that I do not insult you enough or you're going to crash your vehicle, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
It's Auntie Chris. It's Todd Cranes.
It's Todd Cranes. I can't do it.
We both just failed miserably.
It sounds like we're idiots.
People are just looking at us in the studio right now.
It's
like,
Todd Cranes.
What is happening?
So we see this flashback, and literally they do it like whenever and wherever they want. And so Scott's like, the Lord does not like working. Courtney and Chloe have taken advantage of my Todd Cranes-ness. And so he's trying to put an end to it. So he won't do it in front of Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah, he says no more. However, props to the girls because they have the best solution when Scott says
no more. I love, love, love when the Kardashian girls scheme together.
Because
I feel like they haven't really done it yet this season.
No, but it's always a great
result.
So
they call the real Todd Cranes and they kind of tell him what happened. And they're nervous, obviously, because they've been pranking with his name for so long. But so they want the real Todd Cranes to show up at Chris's house and ring the gate and be like, hey, it's Todd Cranes.
But what I love is, I know that he's a great family friend.
Yeah.
But you can tell that the real Todd Cranes probably hasn't heard from the Kardashian girls in a little while. Because I think what the F when they called? He's like, is this really you guys? Like,
because he probably gets pranked with that too. Because I'm assuming if you grew up with the Kardashians, I mean, within the last 7 years,
yeah,
they're obviously on another level. So you got to cut some people out.
But the plan was brilliant. You had to have him show up and then at the gate be like, it's Todd Cranes.
So he does that, exactly that. It's me. It's Todd Cranes. And Chris is kind of just like, don't open the gate. Like,
thinking it's a stalker.
This is Todd Cranes, a stalker. And everybody's just kind of giggling. And Todd Cranes shows up and it's just this funny moment. And Chris actually handled it very well.
She did. I mean, part of me has to wonder, or what do you think? Do you think when Scott was doing the It's Todd Cranes prank calls, I mean, don't you think a little bit of her probably knew it was Scott?
I don't know, because she seemed like kind of shocked when Scott said it was him. But I think she was not as much worried that it was like a prank as much as, I don't think she was scared is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, I think she handled it well. The whole thing was funny. But when I was seeing the final part of the prank when he showed up, it's really sad that I was kind of bummed it was over.
I know.
I want more Todd Crane's prank phone calls.
Bring it back. Can we prank call people from the studio, Marissa?
We could, but I highly suggest against it.
We can call from Star 67.
Our producer highly suggests against it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be happening.
Bummer. We used to do that in high school on the choir bus. Every day after we had a choir competition, we would prank call people. It's really fun.
How old were you?
17, 16.
I think that's past the prank.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I think there's a rule against that.
I think I'm going to bring it back.
Next week on AfterBuzz, we're going to convince Marissa all week
to let us prank call.
We're going to be sending her gifts and cupcakes and treats and flowers here at the studio.
Or if anybody listening has somebody they'd like us to prank, could we do that?
We're still looking at our producer right now in the studio. Yes.
She kind of wants it to happen.
Yes, I want it to happen.
I honestly think that would be fun.
It'd be really fun.
So to all of our listeners out there, or to our viewers on YouTube, send us, obviously you can't, don't give us the number.
Well, yeah, because we need the number.
But let us know if you have someone that you want us to prank call. We will try to get in touch.
In honor of Todd Crane.
In honor of Todd Crane. We'll do a Todd Crane's phone call, but I promise you, Jason and I are going to work on our Todd Crane's impressions before next week. Better than this week.
I'm so excited for this.
This is going
to
be great.
So everybody listening, we want to remind you to go to SerialBuddies.com, and there are links to download Serial Buddies online on Amazon and iTunes, and it's $4.99, and it's like a indie serial killer comedy. It's got a lot of great people. Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls, Artie Lang, Maria Menounos, and all of the money from Serial Buddies goes back into AfterBuzz so we can continue to give you these podcasts for free. And everybody works really hard here, so any kind of money we can bring back into it to give you more is obviously greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and it's a great show, too.
Yeah, it's really funny. And if you're online, also go to iTunes and you can rate and subscribe the Keeping Up with the Kardashians podcast on AfterBuzz TV. And we love all your comments on YouTube. And
yeah, they've been fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Good, yeah. So continue to do that. And give us 5 stars. Please. So let's talk about Kim kind of trying to be Kylie.
I loved this storyline. And it goes in all different directions throughout the entire episode. But yeah, out of nowhere, you really don't see Kylie as a main focus on a lot of storylines this season. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Kim becomes
obsessed.
Just annoyingly obsessed.
It's funny, though, because so it all happened when they were first talking about makeup.
Yeah.
And the three girls are kind of ragging on each other for their makeup. And Kim's like, whatever Kylie thinks,
whatever.
I just know Kylie knows what's up. Because Kylie has this Tumblr, which I actually really love. Have you ever been to her Tumblr?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her Tumblr a lot. But, I mean, it looks like any other high school girl's Tumblr. It's not like.
Do you go to a lot of high school girls' Tumblr pages?
I think that's all Tumblr is, isn't it?
Possibly.
It's like me and high school girls. but it's just when I'm looking at pictures of One Direction.
And there we go.
So Kim's stalking it, and she used to be on her Tumblr all the time, but now she's just not cool. But also probably because Kim's fashion choices while she was pregnant were questionable, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's challenging.
Not necessarily
pregnant.
Something that Kylie would want on her Tumblr.
No, but here's what I love. So a few AfterBuzz episodes ago for the show, we were saying that there was a drinking game for YOLO and Bible, right?
Yeah.
Sadly, that's been calming down. They only said Bible once. We only had one drink. We need to change the drinking game to how many times Kim Kardashian says that Kylie is so cool.
I know, cool. every
that's
other
so
line.
Cool. She's just so cool. That shirt, so cool.
She even brings it up in another fashion meeting.
Yeah.
For the Kardashian line. And obviously, they have a huge, successful clothing brand.
Of course.
They don't need to change anything.
No.
And she wants to almost change the whole look of their line because of how Kylie dresses.
We can't make any decisions unless we talk to Kylie. Why? Because she's so cool.
And Courtney and Khloé are just not having it.
No. Not
so
at all.
Funny.
But then things take a turn for the worse.
So Kim is trying really hard to get on Kylie's blog. And so she keeps texting her and Kylie's just not responding because she's a normal teenage girl. And she doesn't really care what her 30-something-year-old sister is saying. And so Kim tries to change her look a little bit to get on the blog. So Kim's style is very classy and upscale.
Yeah.
And Kylie's style is young and kind of hip and trendy. And so Kim wears like a jean button up and a beanie, and it just looks, it just does not look right on her.
And she goes to Melrose to get inspiration.
So funny.
And, you know, if for anyone that lives in Los Angeles, you're probably familiar with the Melrose area. It is a really cool place. And she goes, of course, with your favorite person in the entire world.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Jonathan is so annoying.
Oh, when he keeps just appearing on the show. But anyway, yeah, she goes to Melrose, though, and she gets this inspiration. Yeah, and what she decided to wear was absolutely ridiculous.
Hideous. It's funny, too, because Chris calls her out. She's like, you're like the third little sister. You always yell about me about not acting my age, but you're doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like she is going through, like, a midlife crisis because she is this, like, sexy it symbol, and now she's pregnant and a mom and...
Yeah, but I mean, she, you know, she still looks great. I mean, I think women out there who are not pregnant, who have been pregnant, they still think she's doing great. Even if her wardrobe things have been quote unquote questionable. But I like how easy it is, though, to have the situation turn with Kim, because they're at that restaurant with Jonathan, was when she saw the picture.
Online. So Kylie wore one of Kim's outfits, which I'm not sure how. Because Kylie's a little stick, and Kim's like a curvy girl.
So it's definitely an outfit that Kim had maybe a couple months
or
prior
Kylie
to pregnancy.
Or Kylie had, like, super altered before she wore it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it was, like, a tight fit on Kylie, too.
And, I mean, I think it looked good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but I don't think that would fit Kim.
Yeah, but as soon as Kim, at the restaurant with Jonathan saw that she had took her clothes, all of a sudden, it was no longer Mrs. Cool. It was no longer, she's so cool, this is trendy. It was war.
So what did she say? If Kylie's not cool, if I'm not cool enough to make it on Kylie's Tumblr, then she's not cool enough to...
For my clothes.
Yeah, that's so funny. So her and Jonathan go and, like, try to do this big confrontation with Kylie, and Kylie's like, yeah, I get it. Whatever.
Get out of here.
I don't wear those clothes anyways.
kind of insulted her clothes still.
Kim's older, and Kim is very, like, on point in what she wears, but she's in her 30s. Kylie's 16 now. She just turned 16. We know when her birthday is.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for the comments. And it kind of just ends. There's not really, like, a resolution.
Well, you know, but I just love how Kim was saying, you know, oh, she's just acting like a 16-year-old by not responding to my text, blah, blah, blah. Kim's all upset at how immature she's, you know, how kind of acting. And then all of a sudden, Kim pulls out that ridiculous line of, you know, if I'm not good enough for her Tumblr, she's not good enough for my clothes, you know, and then storms into the closet and takes back her clothes.
We haven't seen a bitchy Kim breakdown in a while.
I like it. I missed it.
I want to see. Remember when she threw her cell phone over the balcony? Like, I want that. I want Kim to just be mean.
We need Kim back.
I need me and Kim. Pregnancy's made her so nice.
Yeah, it's all gone wrong. Yeah, so I did enjoy that little fiasco from the start of the episode. Cool as can be to the end, we're no longer
besties. And then it just kind of, usually they like hug and make up, but there was none of that.
Maybe later.
To next week.
Yeah.
So I think this season especially, we've seen so much drama with Bruce's side of the family.
Yes.
So obviously there's the Brandon and Brody thing. There's the Kristen Brody thing. Everything's going on. And now we've got Bruce's mom, who I'd never even heard of on the show. She's obviously never been referenced.
Yep.
And Bruce's mom calls Bruce, and it's her 87th birthday coming up, and her third husband had just died. And it's kind of interesting when they start out and they're on the phone call. You just see Kim watching, and you're like, why isn't Kim talking? This is her grandma.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating to me, you know, because, you know, I know a lot of people who are in, you know, divorced families with lots of step-parents and step-grandma. I mean, I get the dynamic there. However, I was shocked because Kim was like, who is that? Where does she live? I mean, they didn't even know where she lived. And I was even more shocked then when they, you know, they brought Chris into that story. Chris has said that in the 23 years they've been married, that she had talked to Esther 4 times.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Well, and you would think, too, like, once Kendall and Kylie came into the picture, and now they have kids together.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were married 10 years before that. But, like, you'd be like, okay, this isn't something, like, this isn't a phase he's going through. This is, a lifelong relationship.
Yeah, I want to be part of this family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really shocked at just how distant the whole family was, except maybe for the older boys. I think Brandon seemed to have some type of relationship with her.
Well, and I felt really bad for Chris through this whole thing because she was saying, like, when it was with Robert, I had such a good relationship with his parents. And Chris is a very personable lady.
Yeah.
And so I just think it was so weird to, like, four times they've talked, and she yelled at her, like, every time they did talk.
Yeah, and the fact that Kim and the other girls have never even met this woman is shocking to me.
So Bruce wants Chris to fly to Idaho is the goal, and Chris is like, I'm not having any of that. So then Bruce talks to Chloe about it, and Chloe's like, you know, I get where my mom's... Chloe's always the voice of reason, they say. But Chloe's like, I get where Chris is coming from, because obviously this is a sucky situation. But at the same time, like, keep trying, Bruce.
Yeah, keep trying. You know, just a little side comment, though, and this is completely off topic, but it was where they were at when they had that conversation on the show.
Oh, yeah, I did want to talk about
that. So at the beach house, here's what I don't understand, and to all of our listeners out there, our viewers, you know, help me out here, because has Chloe not been to that beach house before? Or, don't get me wrong, how has Chloe not been to Malibu? Because she was asking questions like, why is there seaweed in the water in Malibu? And all this, like, she'd never even heard of this city called Malibu before. I mean, it made no sense.
Well, they all ate at that restaurant a couple weeks ago in Malibu.
Yeah, but she made it sound like she'd never been to the beach before.
Well, and then she kind of brought up, too, like, I think it's weird that you're living here, Bruce.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is almost a setup, getting way off topic now. I feel like this is going to be a setup for...
A later episode.
A later episode of Bruce and Chris.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going to... I mean, there hasn't been a lot recently, but for a while there were so many allegations of them, like, getting divorced and so much in the tabloids, and I feel like that will be...
Yeah, because there was the man cave, now there's the whole beach house, you know, what's next? Anyway, I didn't mean to get off topic, because talking, you know, about Chris and Esther, but I was just saying, I thought it was so weird.
No, that is interesting.
And odd, just Chloe that was had so many questions about what the beaches were like in Malibu. Come on.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, Bruce decides that he's going to bring Esther in for a dinner.
Yeah.
And that's... I actually thought that was a good compromise.
I did too.
Because... The thing with Chris, too, is she has really good reason for this. And she's like, you know what? I think that's a good idea if I can make time. And I think she said that just so, like,
she has
last minute she has a backup plan.
Exactly.
And, I mean, she didn't know how the dinner was going to go, either. Because, obviously, if she's yelled at her in the past, you'd assume that's going to happen again.
Yeah, so the whole family got together, though. It was really nice.
Yeah. Well, and even before that, Chris met her friend Rhonda for dinner.
Yeah.
And... You see Chris get really upset about it because she wanted a relationship with this lady. And I think you get to a point, I don't know, with mother-in-law issues like that, there's always drama. But I feel like 23 years of not talking, it's almost like I'm kind of with Chris where it's like, what's the point now?
Well, yeah, I'm with Chris in as far as I think she was just really surprised by this whole thing. But I did like that they had the part of the story where they were at the restaurant. And you saw Chris just truly, genuinely break down because it shows that she really does care. And she is not just this, you know, mean stepwife in this
family.
Well,
and I think maybe in both of their heads, they were both painted as, like, these bitchy ladies.
Yeah.
And then when they finally get in the same room and talk, they're good. Cause, so Chris brings Esther into their house. They decide to have the dinner at the Kardashian home. And at first, she walks in. And I don't know if this was editing we talked about while we were watching.
A little rough start.
Yeah, she, like, doesn't say hi to Chris, and then Chris makes a comment, she doesn't say anything, and then as soon as Chris pours her alcohol...
Things are great.
Then everything is good. So
that is my kind of grandma right there. She wanted just the whiskey.
Not bruised.
Not bruised at all.
Then they're, like, really nice to each other, but Chris still kind of ducks out early.
Yeah, I was surprised with that. It seemed like, you know, she's like, I have to get up early, but it was daylight out.
I think maybe she was kind of like, things are okay now, I don't want them to escalate.
On a good note.
Let's just let me go to bed. But then Bruce is like, no, I want them to talk. So he brings her back the next morning. And there's this really cool moment where Esther kind of apologizes and was like, listen, I'm really grateful for you being in Bruce's life.
Yeah. I thought it was great, you know. And it takes a lot for someone that is 87 years old who is, you know, certainly set in their ways. And they have made their decision for now 23 years if they're going to like you or not. So I think it was really big of her to come down and say, you know, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Speaking of crazy, I love the Kardashian conversations. Because when Esther was at the dinner table before Chris ducked out, I mean, I have fun conversations with my grandparents. I do, but they're pretty light. But the fact that they were talking to their 87-year-old grandmother about sex and if you're going to be sinful and have it with, you know, without being married again and... Can he get it up? Like, I mean, it was crazy.
Well, it's funny, too, but I feel like that's why the Kardashians are so comfortable talking about that in front of their moms, too. Like, they don't ever hold anything back from their parents.
No.
But obviously, that's came down the line from other influences.
Yeah, but I found that really entertaining.
Yeah,
this is how they.
So funny.
It's not just apparently the Kardashian house.
It's the Jenner
way.
Side too.
It's the Jenner side too. Brings for happy family. But that conversation yeah, the very next day was great.
Hey, where was Brody? Was not that dinner, was he?
They didn't show him, but they
Bert
showed was there. They showed Bert again. That's
Bert
twice.
Bert's going to be the next Kardashian star.
They just keep adding them in. We have the moms now. We have friends coming in. Other kids we don't even know about.
Probably because we've gone through so many storylines with this family.
We need as many as we
can
get.
They've had like 17 seasons of all their shows, so we got to add
just
some
keep.
More.
Bert's going to have his next show.
Let's get into some predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You want to go?
Well, I'm really excited about this one for the predictions. For those of you that were listening last week, I said, you heard it here first, darn it. I said that I really think there's going to be a problem with the beach house and that the girls are going to have a party go wrong or something, even though they're underage, no matter what their age may be, and the police are going to show up or something. The very next day on Twitter, obviously it was probably not because I said it here. It was just really funny.
I think it was.
They follow me religiously, everybody. No, not at all. But anyway, she tweeted the next day and just said, why does everyone think we're having a party? Where are these rumors coming from? We have not had one party, but it was quote-unquote yet. So I don't know what it takes to be called a party there, but we were right.
I mean, there's like 18 people in their family, so it's always a party.
But at least now we are right on with our predictions.
So maybe they'll cover that in the show.
So the pressure is on for us this week because since we were right on last week, we need to be right on this week.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to really think hard as I give this week's predictions because they're going to be right.
Okay, go for it.
Let's think. So I think that the Rod storyline is still going to unfold a little bit. I mean, I think that there's still going to be some more weight loss drama to come. I think we're just
kind
of the tip of the iceberg.
Kendall was eating that cupcake. Chloe and Rob were, like, smelling it, and Rob was saying, like, oh, I'm living vicariously through you. So maybe he is on, like, I mean, there's no visible difference at this point, but maybe he's on a health kick.
I know, I'm trying to find where the next big meltdown's gonna be, because Chris is patched up with the grandma.
I think it's gonna be Chris and Bruce.
In this season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's been, like, little comments that they've been, like, inserted. And I feel like that's going to get covered.
I definitely think it's going to get covered. I don't know if they're going to have time this season or if we have to wait anxiously for the next season.
I also feel like it's time for Courtney and Scott to have another fight.
Yeah.
Because they've been getting along a little too well.
It's been getting weird.
It's not normal.
Scott has been very human. And I would love to get Scott in here, by the way.
I would
the
too.
Lord.
Lord Disick.
That's our goal.
The Lord. Let's try it. I know you have a lot of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
It is a very, very busy week for the Kardashians
and
news and gossip. So once again, thanks to all of our listeners and viewers out there who are giving us comments. It's been great. On YouTube this week, we had a gossip request, actually, from Daffy Ducks Rock 1. Thanks for leaving us a note. She goes, I want to hear about all the news and gossip surrounding Courtney's paternity lawsuit. That was really bizarre.
Yeah.
All happening this week. If you have not been following this news... So what happened was, a couple of years ago, of course, before she was even pregnant with their first son, Mason, apparently there is a male model out there named Michael Gurgenti. Pardon me for my pronunciation if that's not correct. So out of nowhere recently, he is alleging that Scott is not the father of Mason after all, but that he is the father of Mason. Well, this is very Jerry Springer-ish.
Because Courtney said she's 99% sure, which is a little weird because you would think you'd be 100% sure.
Yeah.
But can anybody just sue and be like, hey, I'm that daddy?
I guess. I mean...
Get a paternity test? Think of all the press you get. Let's try that.
Well, I think that's definitely what it is. This model out there is looking for his 15 seconds of fame. I'm surprised he didn't try to get onto Mari Povich. You know, like, you are not the father. So what happened was... So... Courtney's been denying this entire thing. Scott has been by her side saying, of course I'm the father.
Yeah.
But the whole thing's been hard for the family this week because it kind of paints them in a bad light. It doesn't make Courtney look great that she's not 100% sure who the father is.
Well, I mean, we know from the show that her and Scott weren't even together when she got pregnant.
So
there was that was when she had a little lesbian phase, and
yeah, you know, she was so just going through
some
stuff.
She was slutting it up a little bit, but I think she knows who the...
Well, yeah, and not only does she know who the dad was, but now everyone in the world does as well, because they went to a private clinic and they got a paternity test. They didn't want to do it because they thought the whole thing was ridiculous, but just to appease everyone, they went and got a paternity test, and it did state that Scott is the father, or 99.99% sure. They can never say 100%. Yeah. So this male model completely was incorrect. Here's the thing, though. It's still not over yet, because after hearing this news, the male model now wants his 15 hours of fame? I don't know, because he now is saying that he will not accept that private medical facility's DNA test. He will only accept DNA tests from the court.
This is like that whole, remember that Justin Bieber scandal back in the day?
I try to block everything Justin Bieber.
It was like first when the Biebs had scandals, now he's got lots of them.
Now they're just
daily. This girl was saying that like she's pregnant with his
baby. Okay, yeah, I remember this.
And it's just kind of crazy that all these people in the spotlight, anyone can just allege that they're the parent, and the celebrity has to take all this legal action.
Yeah, they really
just
do.
Just because any old random person saying.
So now this male model, we'll call him Michael because I can't pronounce his last name very well. He now wants to take them to court in a couple months to have a court testing of the DNA. I think it's ridiculous. I think they should sue him back for all the legal fees.
And defamation.
And defamation. I mean, go after this guy.
Yeah.
Michael, get over it.
Seriously.
Also, yesterday, if you're listening tonight, it's Sunday, or if you're listening on Monday, so on Saturday, regardless of whether you're listening to this, on Saturday, we can now officially say for sure that Kylie is
16.
Sweet 16. That's right. She finally had her big birthday bash, and I can't wait for that to air on a future
episode.
And that
was like
keeping up with
star the Kardashians. Studded. Drake was there.
Drake
Big
was
Sean,
there.
Naya Rivera, all of the Kardashians, obviously.
Yeah. Now, apparently, Drake was there as also a kind of a gift from Kanye and Kim because they couldn't make it. And they couldn't make it because they were in Oklahoma attending Kanye's grandfather's funeral. But that is where the Kim and Kanye, for the first time, stepped kind of out.
With the baby?
With North.
Well, Kim made a public appearance on the Chris show. But other than that,
but
she
not
hasn't
with
really,
the baby.
Yeah.
No, she's been out now.
And if you've seen the pictures, it's like Kanye and Kim walking hand in hand, and then the nanny in front of them with the baby covered. So they're not even carrying the baby, which is just exactly what I would want them to be doing.
But it's the first time that we've now seen, we have not even seen Baby North. It's the first time we've seen Baby North's baby carriage out with them. So we're getting a step closer to the
big
reveal.
And somebody I just read somewhere that they said they are not making any deals for the pictures.
Bull. That is a bunch of crap.
I think it's obviously all Kanye's influence.
I mean, because they have plenty of money, but Kim is one that she does every photo shoot, modeling gig, spokesperson role she can.
You know what? She didn't do like a naked pregnancy photo shoot, though, did she? Which I was kind of surprised about, because I feel like that's a big thing, too.
I just can't imagine that the Kardashians, any of them, are going to turn down a multi-million dollar from People Magazine or Us Weekly, or whichever tabloid it's going to be, to reveal their babies. Even the biggest A-listers
do it in a paid tabloid way. Maybe if they did it for like a fashion magazine or something, Kanye would be down, but not like a tabloidy magazine.
Just seems very un-Kardashian-like. Yeah. I want the old Kardashians back then.
I know.
If they're not going to do that, would they just sell their souls and their lives for us?
For press, yeah. Gosh. Is that it for our news and gossip?
No, it continues
more.
On.
Wow.
I think this one is my favorite of them all. So I hope you follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram or
any of
the Kardashians, because it's a good time. But Kim Kardashian, I mean, last week or 2 weeks ago, they were picking a fight with the President of the United States. And now they have a fight with none other than America's sweetheart, Katie Couric, of all people.
Well, Katie kind of...
I'm
not Team Kim.
I am... If
you're on Team Katie Couric?
If you're watching the YouTube, you see I'm throwing my pen out of my co-host right here.
Throw it back. Team Kim.
Here's what happened if you're not familiar with the story. So, Katie Couric, when baby North was, just born, she sent a very nice baby gift of baby clothes saying, congratulations, we're very happy for you. And I'm paraphrasing, but it was along these lines. It was very, very nice. That's it. That's all that happened. Apparently this week, Katie Couric was doing an interview with a magazine, and they asked about America's fascination with the Kardashians. And apparently Katie Couric said something along the lines of, I do not understand America's fascination with the Kardashians. I think the only people truly interested in that family are teenage little girls. That was something along those lines.
That's kind of bitchy.
I don't know.
Sorry,
I like you,
Katie, but I think that's a bitch thing to say.
So, I mean, it could have stopped there. And no one would have thought anything of it. But Kim wanted nothing to do with that.
So she posted that picture on Instagram.
Yeah, so she took a photo of the baby clothes and the note that Katie Couric sent her. She took a photo of it, and then her hashtag, her hashtag was, I hate fake media friends.
And then wasn't one of them, like, don't talk shit or something?
Yeah.
Was the second hashtag?
It was like, don't send gifts if you're just going to talk shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All this stuff. I mean, Kim was pissed.
I think she has a right to be, though. Especially if Katie is supposed to be their friend. And I mean, even... I love Demi Lovato, so I know all the news and gossip. But people have, like, said things to her like that in interviews. And she's answered in a way where it's like, you know, those are hardworking women, and they work their asses off. And Katie Couric works in the entertainment industry, so she knows that they actually work hard and aren't, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have had a more politically correct answer, especially since she's a news anchor.
I mean, I agree. I just think it was kind of blown out of proportion, where I think she was just stating the demographic of what she thought the Kardashian fan base was. Now, as big Kardashian fans, we know that that's not the case. We have people of all ages, sexes, whatever, listening and watching the Kardashian. However, I mean, come on. It was just a quick comment in a magazine.
But I love that Kim.
Get over it, Kim.
I like that Kim at least made some headlines about it.
Yeah, but there's just
that's
better...
That's why she's Kim Kardashian.
There's better ways to handle it. That's all I'm saying.
So I think that's all of our news and gossip. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Lots and lots of news and gossip. We are going to be back in here next week with more news and gossip and more Kardashian everything.
Possibly
in
a few more hosts as well.
Maybe we'll have the girls back. Where can they find you in the meantime?
That's right, everybody. You can find me on Twitter at Justin J. Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. But you can also find me then on Instagram and Vine and Facebook, all with that same name, Justin J. Nichols. Thanks, everyone.
And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Jason Eichler. And we will see you guys back in here next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we'd like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.
Tell me what you get your body from. Baby, what you get your body from. Tell me what you get your body from.
I got it from my mama.